everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Dadcast. As always, I am JP. He is Nick Martin. How are you, Nick?
Oh, I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, good. Very good today. Man, woo-wee. Excited when we have guests like this on. Today, we have two amazing guests. Well, I should say one. The other guy's always on. But you know our man, our partner, our friend. He is the host of the Heroes Journey podcast and, of course, the front man for the band Elvis Monroe. He is Mr. Brian Hopkins. Hello, sir. How are you?
How you doing, guys? Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Awesome. I'm ready to take over. I'm kidding.
Right. Dude, hey, you know.
I'm kidding.
There you go, man.
It's all you, buddy.
He tends to do that sometimes, you guys. You'll see. I do. And that's all right. When you get the two A-type personalities in the same room, this things happen. Today on the show, man, we are absolutely honored to have a former MLB pitcher. He played for the St. Louis Cardinals. He played for the then Cleveland Indians. He is a World Series champion, pitcher, and nowadays a firefighter. Please welcome to the show, Mr. Anthony Reyes. How are you, man?
Good. How are you guys?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's a pretty impressive. That is the first time I've ever got to say that particular introduction. World Series champion. Oh, man.
There's this very small percentage of that in the world.
Right, man. Where's the ring? Where's the ring?
Oh, it's around here somewhere.
kids are running around playing with it.
Yeah.
Princess, or it's a big jewel. Yeah.
Right. So Anthony, man, Dadcast, we like to talk about our journey of being dads. And as a rite of passage on the show, the very first question I'd like to ask is, Nick, ask it.
Are you a dad?
I am a dad. Yeah, I've got two kids. I've got a son and a daughter.
How old are they?
7 and 5.
7 and 5. Okay. Is the son the older one?
Son is the older one.
Okay. Yes. So we're kind of paralleled right there. My son is 12. My daughter is 9, real close in age. How has that journey been for you so far, man? Is it the greatest thing in the whole wide world?
It is. It's fun. I'm having a blast. It's just fun to watch them grow up and, you know, I give them some of my experiences and then, you know, see where they take it.
Are they fighting yet with each other? Is there any sibling rivalry happening yet?
Of course. I think my daughter beat up my son.
That is ditto.
Isn't that the craziest how that happens? Yeah. The daughters always beat the son's asses. It's unreal.
Yeah, and it's very, my son is super duper sensitive and very protective at the same time. So he doesn't quite grasp why it's happening because he's like, I'm your big brother. I protect you. Why are you kicking my ass and telling on me and doing all these horrible things? I really hope she, you know, starts to grasp, you know, how important that relationship is between them as they get a little bit older. But right now it is like World War III and then some every single day when they get home from school.
My daughter told her older brother that she thinks it's fun. So I think he's just out of luck for the rest of his life.
Right. All right. So I'm going to take you back, Anthony. Oh, about 7.5 years ago, give or take a few months. It was a fateful day. And the wife, I'm assuming, came up and let you know that you were going to become a dad. Can you recall the emotions that went through that day?
Yeah. You know, our first one was an oops. So it was first one was an oh shit.
I think they all are, to be perfectly honest.
The second one was planned, but the first one was an oops. But there's never really a good time to have kids. You know, you can plan all you want, but there's never really like a specific great time to do it. But we just, you know, just all right, this is a next chapter of our life and we're excited.
Okay.
So check this out. These guys, the two of them couldn't be a better couple. One, their wedding was, was.
I thought you were talking about Nick and I for a second.
Not you two guys.
Did I miss something?
You guys, no. That's a whole nother story. You're tucked away in Oregon.
You only saw us cuddling once, dude.
Come on. Yeah, I know. Haley and Anthony, though, like even their wedding is this big Catholic wedding in a church. And then it was like going to a rock concert at the reception. All black and red, and this guy's a rock star dad. And I saw you introduce your son, or your son got introduced to Albert Pujols like last week or a couple weeks ago, was it?
Yeah,
that was one of the coolest things I saw on the internet, because he doesn't know. I used to sit in the stands and watch you play and be proud, like I was a big brother to you. And how we met is like a whole nother crazy story. But to watch you pass that along to your boy, and he's out there, you know, on the field. I see you practicing with him, helping him, you know, when you can. But to experience that, and does he know that dad won a World Series and played on those fields and did all that? Does he know that he fell asleep at Dodger Stadium in the bullpen? I mean, not the bullpen, in the dugout.
Yeah, he understands it, but I don't think he quite grasps it yet. But right. He definitely likes to tell everybody he meets that my dad won a World Series. So, yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, so I do the same thing. That's one of my major questions. Thank you for taking it, Brian. Have your kids taken advantage of who you are and what you do and did yet? I know they're young, and you just kind of answered it, but it's going to get worse. Trust me. And amazing, yeah. Man. Pujols, after that year, what a retirement, man. I mean, do they get any better? Do they get any better? Very few.
Yeah, it's been nice because, you know, my brother-in-law is the coach for the Cardinals. So I think he's a bench coach for the Cardinals. But he's, you know, just having him be able to take him down to the clubhouse and get to experience a little bit what I experienced.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a good little treat for him as he, you know, continues through his sports career. And hopefully he takes some of that experiences and just builds on it.
Is he playing ball right now of any kind?
He does hockey and baseball. Well, he does hockey, baseball, and football, but... He's right now he's in the hockey season. He's doing club. So he's doing that. We go out and, you know, we go out and do the hockey thing in the street, and we'll play catch after. So we just kind of give him a mix. But right now he's all into hockey.
Nice. Where do you live? Where do you call home?
We're in Rancho Mission Viejo.
So down Southern California?
Southern California.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I read about your, how you fought the wildland fires a few years ago. My sister lived in Westlake Village and lost her condo in that area. But so you're probably fine. That we'll touch on that a little bit later. I want to ask you, Brian, you said that was a whole nother story about how you two met. You know, I'm not letting that go by. Talk to me. How did you two meet, and how did we end up here today together?
It's kind of crazy for me because I met Haley before I met Anthony, and she just, I had posted somewhere on MySpace. This is a really long time ago.
Was he in the top four?
Yeah. and no, but what was crazy is I had posted that I was going to see my buddy play in St. Louis, and Haley hits me and says, "Hey, when are you going? And is there any chance, what games are you going to see? Cause my brother just got called up from AAA. Any chance you could call me and my mom and give us the play-by-play when he's up to bat?" And it just so happened Skip Schumacher had made like one of the catches on SportsCenter that night. So I knew who she was talking about. I went to the game, and Soup was introducing me to everyone as Rockstar. This is Rockstar. I was in the band Paperback Hero at the time. And so Anthony's a rookie. He just got called up from AAA. And so same with Skip, but they're going up to Skip saying, "Hey, Rockstar's got your sister's phone number." That's all they were telling her. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "Yo, hey, I don't even know her. I'm just giving play by play, you know," and they're just giving shit. So on the last day, which was an amazing thing because I actually got to watch Soup go up to bat to my song. He'd been going up to bat to my song all year long. That was his song, and he hits his first career home run ever as a Major League Baseball player with me videoing. So now the next day I'm getting to meet one of my heroes, which was Jim Edmonds. And so it was like a whirlwind storybook thing for me as an ex-baseball player to be around all these big leaguers. And then to watch the young guys come up and fight for a spot. I watched Wainwright.
Yeah.
His first pitch was a home run. Like he gets rocked, you know, in a game. But when I go to the locker room, I get to go in and meet all these guys and eat lunch with them. And I start making everybody laugh by walking up to Skip. I go, "Who's Skip Schumacher? I want to meet Skip. I don't know your sister. I'm just giving play by play. Put the bat down." And then everybody starts laughing. Well, the coach He comes over and he's like, hey, hey. And Supon's going, hey, stop, 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 stop. You know, they're supposed to be quiet. And he goes, are you Anthony Reyes' brother? And I'm like, hi, sir. No, I'm not. I don't even know who Anthony is. And Anthony stands up right next to me. And he goes, I'm Anthony. And he was sitting across from Skip. And that's how we met. And I have been to...
Great story.
Bro, like, it was really cool. And then out of the next room, Larry Walker's yelling, hey, Rockstar, get in here. I want to talk about a certain song. And I'm like, who? I walk in there. It's Larry Walker. So I was getting to be around these guys when they were coming up. And then the next year, he becomes a World Series champion. And our friendship, his first date, your guys' first real date, they came to a show of mine. And now they're married with kids. It was insane. It was like the coolest thing. I had Jeff Supon wearing eyeliner and a rock shirt because I was teasing him for not looking like a rock star. These guys were, yeah, it was crazy. So to be around this guy, dude, this story's that year, you're on the cover of the Almanac, bro. That's you made history. If you only won one World Series, dude, you left it right there. It's amazing what you've done.
Did you have to go through the Dodgers that season?
I think you did. Yeah, I think we did. It's you know, trying to remember back, like, the regular season's kind of tough, but I just remember towards the end.
Right.
You know, we barely just got in there, and then we just got hot, right? I think
it was the NLCS that you whooped on my Dodgers, and
you did because Anthony, you didn't get, you were in the dugout, but you weren't active. You couldn't actually pitch in that game. So that's when Soup walked past you and said, hey, Rook, you better not be sleeping. You were asleep with your sunglasses on, and
we played the Padres to start the playoffs, but right. I remember the Dodgers, and I hated not being able to play every day. So just sitting on the bench for me was pretty boring. So I usually I tried my hardest not to fall asleep. But, you know, I had the shades on, I was sitting in there, it wasn't my day to pitch, and I was shutting my eyes and like moving my head around, just, you know, it seemed like I was still awake. And then I remember Supon coming up right behind me and say, hey, no sleeping in the dugout. He ended up catching me.
Amazing. So, all right, I mean, as a, you know, an MLB or former player, did you grow up as a fan of the Cardinals? Who was your team growing up?
You know, I never really watched a specific team. I'd always watched like the ESPN highlights.
Okay.
So that was kind of my sports games, I guess. I would just, you know, and I'd watch the highlights for the day, and I'd just go out the next day and try to mimic what I saw.
Right.
So
that
was basically it for me.
Now, what about your son? Now that we're a little bit older and we're past that, is there any fandom of any sports teams for him?
My son watches every single team, and whatever he sees on TV that day is his favorite team. that's what he's got.
Hey, and there is Mama and the girl.
Oh yeah, just coming home from school.
Haley, hello, Haley. Hello. It's Brian. How are you?
Come over and say hi.
Oh my gosh! Hi.
Tell him your name. What's your name? Linden.
This is Linden.
Hello, Linden.
Hi.
Five.
My little girl just turned 9 years old. She used to be 5 too.
Wow. Linden likes to dance. Don't you like to dance, Linden?
Yeah. She actually knows your songs, Mr. Brian.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
She does.
She knows Call Out.
Hey, guess what? I'm going to let you guys know. Call Out goes to radio, believe it or not.
Get out.
2 weeks.
Nah, it's always been my fave.
I know. Yeah, I watched you win a world championship solo dancing to that song. You guys don't know this about, we're sitting here talking about Anthony. Oh, this woman, Haley, literally she is a choreographer. She puts teams together, and they've won world championships like back to back to back. Anytime. But no, I'm talking about you as a dancer and you as a choreographer. She's unreal. So right. The two of them making babies are just like making like super babies. So yeah, wow. It's the truth.
Future World Series, Super Bowl, and Dancing with the Star winners is what you're saying.
Yes. She said,
huh? Love that. Well, with that That's being awesome. Said, I think, you know, once we're done with Anthony here, we need to get Haley on for an episode.
Oh, God.
You know, because
that might be a different type of show.
Seriously, guys, like, she's incredible. Every time, it's never short of not just, great job team. They win it all. And she comes out of retirement constantly to do it. It's insane.
Oh, thank you.
I've been there when she's been choreographing and I don't know how her brain does what it does, but
exactly.
She's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Gosh, yeah. So hang around people more often.
No, it's a true story. She's not there. She's just ghosting us, but it's
okay. I'm sorry.
She doesn't want to steal Anthony's moment. I mean, she was a Charger. Was it a Charger cheerleader?
Charger cheerleader.
There you go.
Moons ago.
She danced for Beyonce, Timberlake, and she did all kinds of stuff. Anyway,
she danced for, what is it, Guns N' Roses too?
Avenged Sevenfold.
Avenged Sevenfold. There we go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Booker.
So how about them Dodgers?
Wait, what? What was that?
But how about them Dodgers?
She's trying to change the subject. She doesn't want to talk about it.
Last few days of my life, you guys. I mean, I'm. You know, you guys. Fan is actually short for fanatic, and I'm very passionate when it comes to my teams, and I grew up in Southern California. I bleed blue. I am diehard Dodger fan. I thought this was the year. I mean, obviously they won it a couple of years ago, but that really doesn't count. Asterisk, COVID year, et cetera. That's all I hear from everyone. No, it didn't count. They got to really win it. And then this year, like what, the fourth best season of professional team has had ever. And they just get their asses handed to them by freaking Padres who, and then if that's not bad enough, I have friends calling me who I haven't heard from in years just to be like, how about them Dodgers? Just like the wife just did. And it just won't stop. It's been what? Has it been a week? It's not even been a week. It's been like 4 days, 5 days. And it just like random people in the parking lot at Walmart who I've never met in my life who don't know me and don't know I'm a Dodger fan are asking me that question. I'm like, what is happening in my life right now?
Fan, you think you'd be okay with this?
There's something to be said though. Baseball playoffs is the most, as a sports fan, it's the greatest thing.
I know. Earth. I'm a Giant. I'm a Giants fan. And
it's just, you know,
I get it.
Every pitch, every swing of the bat, you're just holding your breath. And I got none of that in this series. It was just a whooping. And it's just something to be said. It hits different when you win, and it hurts harder when they lose. I can't describe it, but
playoffs is pretty special because the wins, everything's magnified. So
yeah,
if there's a loss, it's like, yeah, it's okay. We'll get them next series. There's no next series. So it's either do or die. So you gotta do what you gotta do to win. And whoever's the team that's hot, that gets hot at the right moment, it's usually the ones that carry it through.
Padres.
Exactly. Here's something about that, Anthony. Talk about this. I want you to take us back. You are you're a rookie. It's your rookie year.
Anyone call you rookie Balboa?
You're 0-10, and you get the call to pitch game one against the hottest team at the time, hitting wise, which was the Tigers. And you get called the night before. Not, you don't know the week, days, the night before the game. What was that like to get that call to pitch game one in the World Series?
Now, time out before you answer that question. I don't mean to interrupt. You got called up from the minors to pitch in the World Series. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Okay.
I was on the roster. I was a backup for the Padres. I got put on the roster for the NLCS with the Mets. And then, I was on the roster again for the World Series, but they, I pitched against the Mets when they asked me to pitch. I had been about two or so weeks that I've actually got to pitch on a mound. So I was surprised when they actually took Marquise off and added me to the roster. So I pitched the fourth game, I thought, for the Mets, did not do well. And then, you know, that series went to seven games. So I was in there for the bullpen for the last game. And I was, you know, just warming up. I wasn't quite sure how they're going to use me, if they're going to use me, whatever it was. But we ended up winning that one. The next day, fly out to Detroit. We have a little workout. And before the workout, Duncan comes up and he just goes, hey, you're going to start tomorrow. And
start game one of the World Series.
And he didn't really say it like that, but he just said, you're going to start tomorrow.
Yeah. fan, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he ended up telling me that. And he's like, just do your normal workout stuff. And so I went out there and just treated it like a normal, you know, start, and did the day before routine and just try not to think about it, basically.
Well, and then I get a call about 7 or 8 o'clock my time. And I'm like, what's up? And he goes, I'm pitching game one of the World Series tomorrow. I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm playing World of Warcraft or something like that. Like with the guys from Call of Duty, with the guys from Avenge on the other line. And I'm like, so what are you thinking? He goes, I don't know. Like, I just want to go out there and do my best. And I'm like, so we talked for like 40 minutes of just silence. You see how he is right now. Like me, you can't shut me up. This guy, you can ask him a question, he just nods, you know, kind of thing. And so he's playing a game and talking to me like it's no big deal. I'm pitching the World Series tomorrow. And dude, I couldn't be more proud of you. You went out there and you shut him down. You shut down the hottest hitting team in baseball. And then I remember getting the call again because you were coming up in rotation. Like, oh man, I don't know if I want to do this again.
Yeah, it was the fifth game. I know you're always up to pitch, especially in World Series. It's the last, you know, your last several games, so you're always up, even if it's the next day, whatever they need. You're ready to go.
And what's funny about these guys is, you know, it's a job. When I get a call from Anthony and he's like, hey, my aunt wants to go to the game. Any chance you could call Soup and ask him if he's got two extra tickets? And I'm like, isn't he like 8 lockers down from you? you're calling me in California to call Soup, who's like 8 lockers down from you, to see if he has tickets. I got you those tickets, though.
Wow.
That's the hard part about the tickets. Back then, you had to request them.
Yes.
At the very beginning of the playoff. So it's like you're not sure if you're going to make it, especially being new. I don't want to waste all my money on tickets. Quite sure.
Yep. So, true story.
How many years ago was your last game? When did you retire?
I retired in 2012.
12. So 10 years ago. So there's a 3-year gap before you had children, after retiring. What did you do during those 3 years?
So I actually went back, I was a couple classes short. So I went back and finished my degree and then got my EMT license and then, you know, worked as an EMT for a little bit and then got hired for the fire department.
Gotcha. And you've been no looking back since fire department?
It's been fire department. So I've just been doing that, you know, promoted almost 2 years ago. And so now I get to drive the engines and have fun.
Congratulations, man.
That's amazing.
Thank you. He followed his dad's footsteps. His father is a fireman as well, which is really great. And he has two brothers that are just as amazing as this guy. And mom and dad are so cool. Your mom sends me messages, 4th of July messages. She's always checking in on me. Your family has always been so good to me. And the hair standing up my arms, because that friendship, out of a joke, you know, turned into this. And I've been admiring you from afar for a while now. Just because he doesn't talk. If I called him, he'd be silent, playing a game, whatever. But we've been friends for a long time, and I appreciate it. And your family is always so good to me.
I appreciate it, man. You've been a great friend. It's funny because, you know, they always say the athletes want to be rock stars and the rock stars want to be athletes. So
I remember,
you know, getting my guitar saying, oh, let's go jam. And
yeah,
nowhere near as good as you guys, but I'd get to mess around a little bit.
Are you still playing Call of Duty, Anthony?
You know, I still play from time to time. I try not to do it in front of my son because I don't want him playing that quite yet. But
right. My son is 12. I held off probably till he's like 10. Finally, I says, you know what? I can't. Yes. Play it. And now he's better than me. And I have to buy all the stuff because the brand new Modern Warfare 2 drops in like 10 days. Ooh, I'm excited. But that's something we do together as well.
Yeah, it's fun. My wife just pulled this up. We have Brian. I don't know if you guys can see this.
Oh,
Brian at our wedding.
Oh, no way.
Look at that hair. God, I love your hair, man.
Oh,
that's the few times without the hat.
Yeah. Brian, did they sell men's clothes where you shopped that day?
Oh,
yeah. I remember Brad Thompson. There he is.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, Brad. Brad played for the Cardinals as well. He's a pitcher.
And that's funny though. When we took the kids down to see the Cardinals play the Padres, Brad was down there and he's one of the play-by-play announcers out for him. So I got to go down and talk with him a bit. So that was
how fun. Cool.
Yeah. See all the old guys used to play with.
It's, you know, it's wild because your brother-in-law, how many World Series did he end up winning?
Two.
Yeah. With the Cardinals. You know, Skip Schumacher's his brother-in-law, Haley's brother. And I remember giving you guys all a ride from Supon's party on New Year's Eve to your hotel. And I remember I was like, man, I had two World Series champions in my car. You know, you weren't then, you won it that year. Yeah.
How funny. That's
funny. As a fireman, firefighter, fire person, I don't know what's correct these days to say. do you, is it difficult? Because, I mean, that's a pretty scary job, being a father. And you get what I'm getting at here? You know, when thinking of the kids is, because that's, you know, we've interviewed police officers before, no firemen. How is that? Is that a battle for you every day going to work?
No, you know what? When I'm at work, you know, I always... in the back of my mind, I'm always thinking about my family, but when I'm at work, I'm at work because, you know, there's a lot of things that can happen. And if I don't have my full concentration of what I'm doing, you know, that's when things can kind of, you know, get out of hand. But, you know, I try to keep my focus on work and the tasks that I'm doing. And then, you know, trying to be as safe. We're all trying to be as safe as possible. And it starts with the captain, but we all, you know, we're all looking out for each other. We all want to go home the next day. So whatever we do, it's always with safety in mind.
So 10 years as a firefighter, give or take. Have you been put in any scary situations yet? Like, whoa, that's a story.
There's, you know, you run across some, you know, going into to house fires or like brush fires. You run across some situations, you know, things could have gotten out of hand, but, you know, our job is to do things as safely as possible. Yeah. We're going to risk, our life for other lives and that's part of the job, but, we do everything as safe, try to do everything as safe as possible. And, you know, our main goal is to help whoever we got to help and then get back to our families.
There you have it. Any cats out of trees yet?
We have been called for cats out of trees, but usually just leave a bowl of food on the ground.
Exactly. I never understood why they went through so much trouble. All right, party people, that is going to do it for part one with Anthony Reyes, World Series pitcher, winner of the St. Louis Cardinals. When we come back next week, Nick Martin over there has an incredibly important question that he wants to ask Anthony Reyes. And I bet he doesn't even know what that question is yet. Thankfully, he's going to have a week to figure that one out. Thank you for everyone checking this out. We will be back in 1 week for part number two with Anthony Reyes and our man, Brian Hopkins. Thank you for checking out the Dadcast. If you are listening, watching on the YouTube, of course, subscribe, like it up, do all the good stuff. And we'll catch all of you next week.